Yeah. Found a purpose, nigga, ain't been the same. At the bottom, paying dues to the game. Nobody saving you, you gotta maintain. Boss up and keep driving in your lane. Found a purpose, nigga, ain't been the same. Smoking ivy, yeah, the weed gon' keep me sane. Treat myself, nigga, bought a new chain. I'm proud of me, cause I'm consistent with the plays.
My hands so greasy. I got like shea butter all on my hands. I can't even open the one. Oh, there we go. Guess who's back, y'all? Guess who's back? I don't really got no intro or nothing like that for real, but I'm here to tell y'all all the things. All the good things, all the crazy things, all the wild things. I don't necessarily say bad things. Ain't really nothing too bad going on right now. I'ma sip a little rosé, and we about to get into it. Hold on. So, the last time y'all saw me, I threw my weed away, and I stopped smoking. I went on a tolerance break for a sec. Let me just say that the tolerance break was really good. I stopped smoking August 9th. I threw that weed away like August 9th, I believe it was. And we're like, what is it? It's the 23rd. A lot of shit happened as far as like my mind, my body, like shit was just weird, bro. Like, I remember scrolling on TikTok randomly, and you know, you have people that are going through recovery and, you know, they're getting sober and they kind of, you know, they put their process and, you know what I'm saying, their experiences on TikTok. So I don't even know how I got on that side of TikTok, but whatever. You know, one guy, he was talking about withdrawal dreams. So I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, I've had like breaks when I stopped smoking weed, but like I've never had like experienced like withdrawal dreams. Well, at least I don't think I remember I experienced that shit, but that shit is real. Apparently that shit is fucking real, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I remember one night, I mean not even just one night, like a few nights, you know, I would wake up in the middle of my sleep, like it'll be early in the morning, still dark outside, and I'm waking up, I'm like drenched in sweat, you know, my mind is jaded, like I don't know what's going on, like that shit, the dreams will feel so fucking real, like I'm like, oh, like I literally have to like sit on the edge of my bed and like recollect my shit. I just want y'all to know, like, the withdrawal dreams are somewhat real. You know, I don't think everybody's gonna get them, you know what I'm saying? Depending on how much you've been smoking, how long you've been smoking, tolerance to how much you smoke versus your willpower to stop, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people can stop cold turkey, some people can't, you know? So, when I stopped, I definitely experienced some withdrawal dreams during this tolerance break. Yeah, the dreams were wild. I can't even go into it because it's like they would jump from one scenario to the next and it would just be so quick and so random. And yeah, but however, it was kicking my ass because I would wake up and just drenched in sweat, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh shit, a couple times I was late for work. I'm not even gonna front, like I had to sit there and really, you know, get my shit together, you know? So, you know, let me know in the comments if you ever experienced something like that. Like, that shit's wild. Like, if you can describe your stories, like, please do. Like, but yeah, you know, if you never been through withdrawal dreams, put that shit in the comments. You know, just give me your thoughts on that. Once I threw my weed away, I definitely didn't have any weed. But another thing that was definitely challenging is you have friends with weed. You have friends with weed and they expect you to motherfucking smoke, you know what I'm saying? And it's definitely no peer pressure, so don't think that, you know, your surroundings and your social life is another thing that you gotta kind of think about if you're trying to kick that habit or any habit, you know, you gotta take yourself out of it, you know, or if you can't take yourself out of it, you know, develop a channel or develop just the discipline to not do so. So definitely relapse moments did happen, you know what I'm saying, socially. First two blunts went by, I was like, you know what I mean? Like, nah. And of course, you know, when you tell somebody, if you're a smoker, everybody know you smoke, you know what I'm saying? The moment you be like, nah, they be like, what? What you mean? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, Ash, what's wrong? I'm like, man, I'm trying to cool out right now, you know? But at the end of the day, you know, you get more drinks in you, and then it's like, tap tap, you know, and it's like, okay, we're here. I don't really see it as a knock on my progress. I don't really see it as a knock on anything. I just see it like as a learning experience, you know. So it's like, if I do make the decision to stop smoking completely, you know, it's going to be on some shit where it's like, damn, I'm going to have to really rearrange my whole life and like my whole circle or even just kind of, you know, find a channel where I can just be with my people and just kind of, you know, develop the discipline to not do that, you know, and just kind of be into other things within the party. And I'm working on that too. But that shit is tough. I'm definitely gonna tell you that it's tough. And as far as me going like cold turkey, I went cold turkey a bunch of times before, but this time was really, really tough. It was really difficult. I don't know why. But like I said, it was a good tolerance break. I definitely don't need, I can definitely function a little more, you know what I'm saying, without it throughout the day. You know what I'm saying? Every hour is not like, every break is not like, I need to smoke. You know, it's just, I can kind of flow through my day a little more. That's something that I'm noticing, that change. My moods are consistent. That's another good thing. I'm not really like up and down, you know. My mood swings don't really, you know, I mean, my moods still are my moods, but like they don't move in a very awkward way anymore, you know. I noticed too much weed for me will definitely trigger that shit. So I guess I'm just kind of basically figuring out new limits as far as like, you know, my weed tolerance and how much I do need, you know what I'm saying, in order to just be chill and just go about my day, you know, so I can have more energy and a better mood, you know. So yeah, just a lot of self observations going on there. So that's my spiel on my so-called little tolerance break. Next tolerance break, I'll probably go a little longer, but right now I just wanted to see where we were at with all of that. So I've been eating a lot of Asian, I've been eating a lot of sushi, I've been eating a lot of fucking ramen. I don't know why, I'm just in that mood, I don't know. Santa Monica got some weird ass weather going on. Like in the morning it's like really cloudy, like sometimes it's a little drizzle going on lately, like I don't know what that's about. That shit's been forcing me to like, you know, get cozy and get ramen, so that's what I've been doing. I went to two new sushi restaurants that I never went to. I think I told y'all this before. I think it's called Hikari Sushi. It's out there in West Hollywood, I believe, you know. Very affordable, and they give you a lot of fucking food. Very small, very ducked off, like, somewhere in West Hollywood, I believe. Hikari Sushi. I hope I'm saying that right. If I'm not saying it right, I'll come back and I'll put it in the comments. And then there was another one. Damn. It's right there in Hollywood, like closer to like Hollywood and Vine, but it's in, it's like ducked off in a little corner. I like ducked off spots. Got my iPad right here. First one is called Hikari Sushi. I think it's called Totoyama Sushi and Ramen. I think this is it. They got the sake flights. I had me some sake flights. That's what it was. Had the sake flights, different flavors of sake. They line that up for you. I had some fucking like some samshi, you know. I've always been like a spicy tuna type of person, but I'm slowly turning into like a yellowtail type of person. You know what I'm saying? Like I get that yellowtail samshi. But yeah, I got that, and then I got some ramen. You know what I'm saying? Just some standard regular ramen, a little spicy ramen. Yeah, man, that's a good little vibe, you know? You get the bar, you sit at the little bar. If you want to sit at the bar, they got tables, outside dining as well. I just pulled up at the bar, that's what I did. You know, they sit you down, you know, you got the guys behind, you know, they rolling and, you know, they working back there, they doing their thing. It's just bomb, like, you know, you got some families in the corner, you got, you know, maybe you got a couple or two over there, or, you know, maybe you got a couple people on the patio in the front, like, it's a nice vibe. Totoyama Sushi and Ramen in Hollywood, if you're in a sushi mood, go ahead, check those few places out. If you've been to those few places, just put that shit in the comments and tell me the experience that y'all had. I kind of went on a little rant the other day. I'm not even gonna talk about it, but you know, what I will say is it's time to really think about some other things and kind of rearrange the way we move in these streets and how we communicate with some people. So, you know, y'all caught that. If you didn't, I'm sorry. DTLA, I hope you're ready for me. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of restaurants that I kind of want to get to downtown. I'm going to be spending a lot of time downtown in the near future. So, if you guys know any good restaurants that I should try, you know where to put them. But as far as like the lifestyle down there and me kind of exploring downtown and really getting to know downtown, like, look, I'm gonna keep it a buck. Downtown is probably like the last place on earth where you want to be stuck, stranded, anything, like assed out, you know? And I've been down there plenty of times, assed out, you know what I mean? Just kind of, you know, waiting to get back, waiting on a train to get back, or shit rerouting, or, you know, there's nothing coming in the city, you know, you can't even lift out type shit, like, traffic's that bad, like, you know, I need a separate podcast episode just to tell y'all about the riots. I don't even think I told y'all about that, but we gonna reflect on that in one episode. Like, that was a very... Yeah, I got memories with that. I got stories for days. I gotta get down. I gotta get more comfortable with DTLA. I gotta explore more down there. It's such a hassle. I know a lot of people don't like driving down there. Parking is a bitch. You know, it's all types of crazy shit going on in the streets, and you know. Downtown is downtown, you know what I mean? So, life is grand, it's still on the way. That shit is still on the way. Yeah. I don't even know what else to say, but it's on the way. Two more songs to write. Yeah. It'll be great. We'll be going into mixing and mastering and all of that. So, bear with me. Like, we moving. It's, you know, life get in the way. You know, It's all type of shit. All type of shit. Just bear with me, man. I'm gonna get that shit out. I'm hoping, like, definitely in September, for sure. Like, I gotta get it out in September. I had to do a little pushback, cause like I said, shit. You know, I just had to handle shit. But yeah. All that shit's coming, man. All that shit's coming. What's going on with y'all? Put it in the comments. What y'all been eating? What y'all been drinking? I got fucked up terribly on some motherfucking Casamigos. When I say... I'm never probably gonna drink that shit again. That was the worst hangover I ever had. Out of all the hangovers that I can remember, I probably had worse ones in the past, but that was the fucking worst. That was the fucking worst. It got to a point where I couldn't even keep water down. I couldn't keep water down, dog. I wasn't dry even as much, where I couldn't keep nothing down. And at a certain point, I thought a nigga needed an IV or some shit. Like, it got to a point where it's like I had to eat something, and if it's like if I couldn't eat or if I couldn't keep that shit down, I was gonna take my little ass straight to the motherfucking hospital, dog. G shit. But honestly, you know, we were drinking with some good friends, and guess how old they are? They're like in between the ages of 21. And maybe like 24. I gotta stop drinking like I'm 21. Like, what the fuck am I doing? You know what I'm saying? I'm mixing liquors. My stomach was so weak. It's been a lot going on, man. It's been a lot of great things, man. A lot of reasons to celebrate. A lot of reasons to be happy. I hope you're happy. You should be happy. Stay happy. If you're not, find a way to please make yourself happy. It is worth it. Making yourself happy is worth it in the fucking end. It's so fucking worth it. And it's so addictive. I'm definitely proud of myself. And that's what counts. That's what fucking counts. I'm definitely proud of myself. I don't really got too much else. I don't know what I'm gonna eat tonight for dinner though. You know, I'm probably just gonna raid the fridge and see what the fuck is in there.
Yeah.
But I'm probably about to get out of here. I don't like holding y'all too long. Make sure you follow me, shortrapash_ on IG. Make sure you hit subscribe. And all of that good shit. Hit subscribe. If you want to hit the notification button. Keep shopping. Shop ABFH. Link in my bio. As always, my merch. My merch is always in my bio. Shop the merch if you can.
Peace. It's enough I hit for everybody. Know the game, respect the game. Do the work, stop being salty. Don't be a salty.